Psalm 35, When God Steps into the Case File. Yesterday, Psalm 34 taught us to taste and see in the aftermath of humiliation, like medicine taken letter by letter. Psalm 35 is what you pray when the medicine is not enough, when the wound is not only fear, but injustice. 1. God is advocate, not spectator. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Psalm 35, 1, New International Version. The verb behind contend is legal language in Hebrew. God is summoned into a covenant lawsuit. In the ancient world, the city gate was the courtroom. Elders at the gate heard cases. David is not asking for private comfort, he is asking for public truth. Then the psalm abruptly turns from courtroom to battlefield. Take up shield and armour, brandish spear and javelin. 35:2-3. Western readers often split these images, law over here, war over there. But scripture refuses. God's justice is not an idea. It is a force that enters history. He is not the detached referee of our disputes. He is the advocate who stands up and the warrior who steps forward. The angel of the Lord driving the wicked like chaff, 35:5-6, evokes the threshing floor, hard-packed circles archaeologists still find across the Levant, where wind separated wheat from weightless husks. David is praying that what is hollow will be revealed as hollow. 2. The sharpest suffering, betrayed intercession. The psalm's most devastating line is not a curse, but a memory. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth. I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. 35:13-14. David didn't merely refrain from revenge, he interceded, and he was repaid with mockery. Here the psalm touches Christ directly. They hated me without cause. 35:19 is quoted of Jesus, John 15:25. False witnesses, gloating crowds, the sense of being hunted without cause. Psalm 35 is not only David's diary, it is a sketch of the Passion. Notice the bodily language. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? 35:10. Psalm 34 promised God guards the bones. Psalm 35 shows what those guarded bones are for, not merely survival, but witness. 3. How Christians Pray, an Imprecatory Psalm. Augustine often read the psalm's enemies as both human persecutors and the darker powers behind them. Calvin insisted these prayers are not personal spite, but zeal for God's righteousness. Both help us. The psalm trains us to hand over vengeance rather than ingest it. In Christ, the prayer becomes even stranger. Jesus absorbs the unjust case against him. 1 Peter 2:23, prays for his enemies, Luke 23:34, and yet promises final justice, Romans 12:19. Psalm 35 teaches us to ask for vindication without becoming vindictive, to desire the triumph of truth more than the thrill of retaliation. Cross-references for reflection. Deuteronomy 19:16-19, Psalm 69:4, Romans 12:17-21, Revelation 19:11-16. Suggested him, stricken, smitten, and afflicted, to sit with the innocent sufferer who will also judge rightly. Prayer. Lord, step into my case. Not as a distant observer, but as my advocate. Free me from the poison of revenge, and give me the courage to love without denying evil. Let truth be heavier than slander, mercy stronger than fear, and praise louder than accusation. Vindicate your name in my life through Jesus Christ, who suffered without cause and will judge with perfect justice. Amen.